The Ukrainian leader promised to handle American taxpayer dollars in the most responsible way. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky arrived in Washington in what U.S. media described as a secretly arranged visit, though word of it was leaked to select outlets on Tuesday. He is expected to address Congress in the evening, urging the passage of a $1.7 trillion spending bill that includes $45 billion earmarked for Ukraine in 2023. In a video released on Tuesday, he said Ukraine was grateful for all the aid from the West, but it was not enough. A battery of Patriot air defense missiles is among the $1.85 billion in military aid for Ukraine the Pentagon announced earlier in the day, though Biden pointed out that training Ukrainian troops to operate them, which is to take place at a U.S. base in Germany, is going to take some time. Zelensky said that once the Patriots arrive, he will ask Biden for more of them. Zelensky addressed a joint meeting of Congress on Wednesday, urging U.S. lawmakers to drop all their disagreements and unite behind Ukraine, while advocating for the passage of a $1.7 trillion spending bill that includes $45 billion in military and other aid earmarked for Kyiv in 2023. The Pentagon has disclosed that the U.S. has sent $20 billion worth of military aid to Ukraine just this year. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu noted earlier on Wednesday that Kyiv has already received more than $97 billion worth of weapons and ammunition, and that Russia was already fighting the entire West. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi asked all members to attend in person to hear the historic speech, which Zelensky delivered in English, repeatedly interrupted by standing ovations. After several minutes of applause, the former actor opened his speech by thanking all those who value freedom and justice. "It gives me great pleasure to share our first joint victory. We defeated Russia in the minds of the world," the Ukrainian leader claimed. He thanked U.S. lawmakers for supporting Kyiv financially and militarily against Moscow, but reiterated that more arms are needed to defeat Russia on the battlefield. "We have artillery, yes, thank you. Is it enough? Honestly, not really," he said, interrupted by a burst of laughter. "More cannons and shells are needed." Zelensky called for unity ahead of a power transition that will put Republicans in charge of the House next year.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
U.S. congressional support for Ukraine aid has been largely bipartisan, but Republicans have been increasingly critical of the scale of the spending and the lack of oversight to prevent fraud. "Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way," Zelensky told the audience, to another standing ovation. Earlier this month, the House of Representatives narrowly rejected a bill that called for an audit of Washington's economic and military assistance to Kyiv. The massive scale of U.S. military aid to Ukraine even reportedly put the Pentagon's own law enforcement agency on high alert for black market sales of weaponry and other potential fraud. Welcoming Zelensky to the Capitol Hill on Wednesday, Pelosi said the mammoth $1.7 trillion spending bill, which contains $45 billion in new aid for Kyiv, will hopefully be passed within the next 48 hours. Earlier in the day, Zelensky met with President Joe Biden, who promised him that the American people will continue to support Kyiv as long as it takes. However, when pressed by a reporter at a joint press conference on why the U.S. cannot simply give Ukraine all capabilities it needs right away, Biden said the West wants to avoid a direct war with Russia. Moscow has repeatedly warned the U.S. and its allies that shipments of increasingly modern and long-range weapons could lead to a direct confrontation between Russia and NATO, and accused the West of prolonging the conflict and causing needless deaths in Ukraine.